Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want us to give thought to the family life of the expositor. There are many demands that are made upon the expositor, not the least of which is the vast amount of time that he must give to the preparation of his sermons. He's not standing up to give a glib presentation of a text and just bouncing off of something he read in the newspaper and throwing a couple of verses at it. He's actually having to study and read and write and edit and review what he takes into the pulpit. And so there are demands upon his time, and he must think very carefully and strategically about his family life. Just to give a broad overview for a day, I tried to divide my day like this: to give my mornings to God, to give my afternoons to men, and to give my evenings to my family. I did not want to reach the world for Christ but lose my family in the process. In fact, I would be disqualified as an expositor if my family did not follow what I preach in a very broad sense. And yes, there was Sunday evening at church and Wednesday evening at church and the occasional elder meeting or deacon meeting that took place in the evening, but I was very protective of my evenings to be with my children, to be involved in the process of homework and baths and getting ready for bed and going to ball games. In fact, I coached my boys' basketball teams and baseball teams and attended all of their games, including football, basketball, baseball. And for us, we were heavily involved in golf and driving to these tournaments where they were played. Now, family was a priority, and I know that my kids knew that it was a priority. Also, my wife understood that Sunday was King's Day, meaning it's the Lord's Day. Monday was Queen's Day, and she knew Monday was coming when she could tell me the things that she needed to tell me. She has said jokingly that she would not tell me anything important from noon on Saturday till noon on Monday, that I was in the zone of preaching, but that I would come out of it by noon on Monday. But she knew that we would be spending time together, driving somewhere, having a meal together, talking, spending time together. So that was very important to our family life. Obviously, we wanted the Word of God to be incorporated into our home life as well. And so there were devotions in the morning and in the evening. And usually I took the evenings and my wife took the mornings. There would be the reading of Bible stories and making application to their lives in these formal settings. But some of the greatest lessons were taught informally as life is just unfolding. And as we are in a car going somewhere, as we find ourselves in a restaurant, as we're sitting in our den and something comes on television, these become talking points and teachable moments that the Word of God is communicated to them. Certainly, we would worship together as a family, though I was in the pulpit and they would be sitting throughout all those years, really on the front pew. Early on, my younger twin boys would ride with me to a restaurant early Sunday morning as I would review my notes, and they would be with me at my side. And as I would drive to church, they would walk in with me and be a part of coming into my office and getting something to drink. But they were just a part of the whole process, and my wife would come in another car and bring our other children. But it was just all interwoven together. And I said, I will come to your ball games. You come to my sermons. I will support you by attending all of your sporting events and ballet recitals, etc. But I'm expecting you to come and support me, as well as to be under the teaching of the Word of God, because your soul needs it. That was very important. And I remember the conversion of my daughter as we came to take the Lord's Supper on one particular Sunday night. I was preaching John 17, verse 1, and telling her that despite her profession of faith in Christ, I believe you still yet need to be born again. I do not see the evidence in your life. And she was converted to Christ that night as she met with my wife after the service. And so it's mom and dad together, even before the service, me talking to my daughter, and then my wife following up after the service, being used by the Lord to bring them into the kingdom of God. And we would try to be careful how we spoke about the church in front of our children, not to criticize certain people or the church in front of them, to cast a negative influence there. And there were many people in our church who reached out to our children and loved them and extended kindness to them. And that was a part of them growing up loving the church and loving being in church. The family life of an expositor is vitally important. And as we learn in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, that our children must embrace the message that we preach, and it must be incorporated into their lives. They cannot live a life that is diametrically opposed to the message that we bring. So that requires much prayer, and it requires much teaching and much living out the reality of the Christian life in front of our children. Some of the greatest moments of our family life have been moments together involving the church, driving to church, after church, reflecting back upon what happened at church, and taking my children at times with me on missions trips to fly with me overseas. I've taken one of my twins to Russia, my daughter to Brazil, my youngest son to Northern Ireland and to England and Scotland, as I've preached, to involve them in the ministry of the Word of God with me. So, as you think about your family, and every family is unique, how your family life and your expository ministry interface and interrelate is very important for you to give thought to, and for there to be a strong reality of the Lord Jesus Christ in both your expository preaching and in your family life. May God give you much grace as you give thought to how this works out in your family. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, an outreach of One Passion Ministries. One Passion is committed to training pastors in expository preaching that is firmly anchored in God's Word. For information about upcoming events and how to subscribe to the Expositor magazine, visit onepassionministries.org.